Penguin Random House Audio presents The Sirens of Mars, Searching for Life on Another World, by Sarah Stewart Johnson, read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Emily. Prologue. Even with the miracle of modern travel, it takes days for me to reach the edge of the Nullarbor Plain. 3 or 4 flights, a quick shower in Perth, then a night or two backtracking east in a rented truck. The two-lane carriageway stretches endlessly through the ghost towns of Australia's old goldfields. Eventually, I turn onto dirt roads, onto red rock. When I stop the truck and climb down from the cab, everything is still. Finally, I've arrived at the place where the desert cracks open. I come here every couple of years, to the ancient terrain of the Yilgarn Craton, some of our world's oldest rocks. Dotted throughout the dark ochre expanse are oval ponds that are as corrosive as battery acid. Yet in these sulfuric waters, against all odds, is the most astonishing array of life. I come to investigate how primitive microbes survive the harsh conditions, how they harvest energy, and what traces they leave behind in the minerals. I come because I'm a planetary scientist, and because this is one of the most similar places on Earth to the ancient surface of Mars. I come to the Yilgarn and other wild wastelands, like the McMurdo Dry Valleys in Antarctica, like the Atacama in Chile, to hone my skills.